This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Clear Creek County prosecutors hope to try two law enforcement officers together in last year's shooting death of Christian Glass. CPR's Allison Sherry has this update.
Former Deputy Andrew Buen and his former boss, Sergeant Kyle Gould, could face trial together for Glass's death. He was shot inside his own vehicle last summer by Buen when he wouldn't open his car door for authorities. But Gould's attorney said on Monday in court he will fight to keep their trials separated. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Counties would get more money from the state to pay for elections under a new bill in the legislature. CPR's Benta Berklin.
The measure would nearly double the reimbursement counties receive. Boulder County Clerk Molly Fitzpatrick says local election officials must balance access and security while fighting misinformation.
If the last few years have proven anything, it's that we have continued to do more with less, and it's not sustainable. This bill does put us on a better path.
While the bill has bipartisan support, the state's top election official isn't on board with all aspects of it. The Secretary of State is asking for some key changes. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
A pair of scenic and historic byways in southern Colorado have earned national recognition, KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The 129-mile Los Caminos Antiguos wends through frontier, tribal, and wildlife habitat sites in the San Luis Valley's Sangre de Cristo Heritage Area. It received a National Scenic Byway Foundation Award for its use of local oral histories to guide people with signage and an app. The Gold Belt Tour was also recognized. That route traverses mountains, canyons, and communities in Teller and Fremont counties. It won an award for a 20-year effort of collaboration and fundraising to restore an 1895 adobe schoolhouse. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers will join a Denver-based law firm after his term ends in June. He is term limited in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.